of today that will impact eternity. 9150.
Victory 91.5's Victory Partner Days. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody that has caught this vision to go into this next season, to move forward. We're looking for VIP partners. We're looking for ministry partners. Now, Victory Partner, it's $3 a day. A ministry partner, $1 a day. One-time gifts, always awesome because there are things that have to get done. Here at Victory. 770-781-9150. David and Leanna Ray is here. We will have all week to talk about and download what happened at conference, the Influencers
Maybe
Conference.
Maybe all of our lives.
Leanna, I know, is posting up some pictures right now on the Risenstein Facebook page, and we'll have more on that. But right now, as Ray talks about the end of the Feast of Tabernacles, it's a perfect topic to talk about giving.
Oh, it's a phenomenal day. When I realized a while back that we were going to kind of converge together on these two things. First, we were going to get to enjoy the Influencers Conference. Then we're going to be on the tail end of the Feast of Tabernacles with our Victory Partner Days. I prayed about it and I said, wow, this is just a neat thing. Because today in Scripture, it's kind of like a Sabbath. It's a really special day to God, all right? So, you know, if you were with us when we were talking about Yom Kippur, it's a day you fast. It's your judgment day. And so you're supposed to really, it's a very introspective kind of a day, right? But so the first day of the year of this month was Rosh Hashanah. 10th day is Yom Kippur. The 15th day is where we're at now. And so your sins are atoned. You're thinking about Jesus. You're no longer thinking, man, I am a sinner. You're now thinking, Jesus loves me and treasures me. And you're thinking now, it's almost like your wedding in a sense. Now, let's spend this time together now. There's nothing separating us anymore. Because he wants you to focus. I mean, he really wanted you on Day of Atonement to focus on your sin. Mm-hmm. He wanted you to really sit down and put your mind there so that you could put it behind you. Mm-hmm. He didn't want you to feel just like you were just so evil. He wanted to deal with it.
Right.
And he can't deal with it unless you deal with it.
Sure.
Right? We'd never had that thought before. No. So when it's the Day of Atonement has passed and you arrive at this day 5 days later, it's to spend a week celebrating life with him during the Feast of Tabernacles or Booths. Now, what happened on the Day of Atonement? He gave something to you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He gave forgiveness to you. He gave mercy to you. He gave grace to you. He gave compassion to you. He gave kindness to you. So this Feast of Tabernacles he sets aside, and he said, okay, now, I'm going to fill you up. And what I want you to receive is so much of me that you can't help but give it away. Mm. That's the week. We're on the eighth day, all right? We didn't do this 8 days ago, but this is the eighth day. This is the biggest day of the feast, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The first day is the Sabbath. The last day is the Sabbath. Every day in between, you give offerings. Mm. All right? Now, think about that. He set a whole week aside to make you think about how can I help? Who can I give this to? So when we come today on this Victory Partner Days and say, all right, I want you to just take a little bit of time, think about how this radio station impacts your walk with Jesus. Just think about that and then make a response to that. One of the cool things I like about the Feast of Tabernacles is because it's all about rejoicing and giving and celebrating, there's a lot of little built-in pieces of humor that God has put into it. So it's a week long. But the week has 8 days in it. I want you to do the math on that one. So there's clearly something wrong with that week because it just keeps going on and on, right? So if you grew up with a Toy Story and he said to infinity and beyond, remember that?
I do.
All right, so the symbol for infinity is an eight on its side.
Oh, wow.
Because it goes like this. You just can trace an eight like that, right? So, see, that's a Jewish joke, in fact. There is no beyond to infinity. It's to infinity. Infinity is beyond. So that's the joke of the Feast of Tabernacles, in a sense. So it's not a week long. It goes 8 days because you're supposed to understand from this that God doesn't want this ever to end. He doesn't just want to know you now. He has built everything so he can know you forever. Mm. So this week, the reason you're celebrating today, especially, this is the day you celebrate eternity. This is the aspect where you say, God, I'm going to live and give like I want to spend eternity with you. I want to give the way you gave to me.
Wow.
I mean, it is this passionate response to God. That's why it's kind of a neat thing that we get to spend time together today and talk. You know, during this whole feast, you make these tabernacles, or you could think of a tent or a lean-to, and you eat your meals there, because that's where you want to stop and think, you know what? I know I went to Kroger or Ingles or Publix and I bought this food and now I'm going to eat it. But in reality, God, you gave me this food. You gave me the ability. And, you know, we have a friend, you know, that has struggles to eat. He's got health issues. And you can sit there and go, God, you enabled me to enjoy food. I can smell it. I can taste it. Mm-hmm. I can celebrate. You know, you can watch your children eat. And we get to spend time with people who can't feed their children. Mm-hmm. We fed a million meals to people who cannot feed their children. So this feast is not to go, oh, the world is poor. This is, God, you have made me rich in ways that I can't even fathom. Mm-hmm. So this is, our life is just filled with this manna of God. So we're celebrating our complete dependence on him. It's, of course, looking back to the times of Moses in the wilderness when he has a fire and there's cloud, he's protecting them, he's caring for them. But more than anything, he's saying, I want to marry you. And then they refuse. Mm. But the verse in Exodus 29, I will dwell among the people of Israel and will be their God. You jump to John chapter 1, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, same word. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So dwelling is the word tabernacle. It means God will spread his tabernacle over them so that they may dwell in safety and security under its cover and protection. That's the essence of that word. So celebrate what Jesus has done for us and what he's given to us. You do that by sharing, not just by going, thank you. Sharing is the most, the biggest aspect of celebrating for what he's done for you is when you give it away. There's not a parent out there that looks at their kid and goes, no, this is my food. You ain't getting none of my food. Mm. It's a natural inclination of a parent to give it.
Yeah.
Celebrate our daily life and relationship with him by sharing him with others. We are just going to talk about that for this year, so much that you're going to be reminded constantly if you're sharing your faith. Celebrate eternity with him by praying for others. That's one of the basic essences of this. Victory Partners, through their giving, are creating tabernacles every day around the world. In essence,
that's what we're doing here. We are here to share Jesus with others. So many people came up to us at conference over the weekend at Influencers and said how much life Victory 91.5 has given to their marriage, their walk with Jesus, their children's walk with Jesus. And it was over and over and over again. They were saying, thank you. Now we're asking, say thank you and share what Jesus has done with you. 770-781-9150 or give online at victory915.com. We're looking for that first big gift. You know, last time we did Victory Partner Day, somebody called up early in the morning and says,
they did.
Here's $5,000. I challenge your listeners to match it. It was matched and exceeded twice.
Yeah.
during the morning show. So let's see if we can do that. We're looking for Victory Partners at $3 a day. We're looking for Ministry Partners at $1 a day. 770-781-9150.
As a family owned and operated,